You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The use of a confirmed dangerous pesticide will soon be phased out in California. The California Environmental Protection Agency announced that the pesticide chlorpyrifos will be banned. The state EPA says scientific findings confirm that chlorpyrifos poses serious public health and environmental risks, especially to vulnerable communities like farm workers who often live near where the pesticide is applied to crops. There's money in the governor's May revision budget to support the move to safer and more sustainable products.
The reason for that is chlorpyrifos was determined to be a toxic air contaminant, and the scientific review panel could not determine adequate mitigations under that designation.
Martin Sedevendemi is San Luis Obispo County's agricultural commissioner. He says phasing out chlorpyrifos won't affect growers and crops in San Luis Obispo County too much. Use of the pesticide has declined over recent years because growers who used it were penalized.
So many of the growers in San Luis Obispo County have decided not to use that product. So just to give you an example, in 2018, only 55 acres of ag land was treated with chlorpyrifos, and in 2019 to date, only 15 acres have been applied.
U.S. EPA banned the use of chlorpyrifos for home use nearly 20 years ago, but it was still allowed to be used on crops like citrus, strawberries, and grapes. The U.S. EPA had been on track to totally ban the pesticide, but the Trump administration reversed that course. The pesticide is made and marketed by Dow Chemical Company. Pesticide reform groups in the Salinas Valley are celebrating the news. They call it a cheap and devastating nerve gas, and they point out that it's the first pesticide to be banned in the state, something they've been working towards for a long time. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.